What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress, a special edition because I'm here to give you my spoiler-free review of Dune, which will be out this Thursday, October 21st, in theaters and also on HBO Max if you are a subscriber to HBO Max. Okay. It is time. And I'll give you my honest take on Dune, which has Timothy Chalamet as Paul Atreides and Zendaya's in it. Rebecca Ferguson, Jason Momoa, Oscar Isaac is also in it. And really good. I personally enjoy dark, moody sci-fi stuff. You know, I like my Babylon 5s and my Battlestar Galactica and I even like Blade Runner. I like the recent Blade Runner that this I think this director actually did the recent reboot of or remake of Blade Runner. I actually enjoyed that movie. It wasn't that bad to me. I enjoy sci-fi movies like this. But also on the other side of the coin, I understand why. And I'll tell you this right now. A lot of people are not going to review. A lot of these movie reviewers are not going to like this movie. Period. Okay? Period. They're not going to like Dune. Period. And I'll tell you why. One, it's super long, ladies and gentlemen. It runs 2.5 hours, I believe. And I think they could have trimmed it down a little bit, to be honest with you. But I'm okay with the way it is. Oh, Josh Brolin's also in this movie as well. I mean, Dave Bautista's in this movie. Good star power, man. Good star power. David Dastmalchian, he's also in this movie. but it's not perfect. The movie's not perfect, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I have to tell you. I enjoyed the movie. So I'm a little torn because I know it could have been maybe a little better. I don't know. It definitely looks expensive. I was watching the movie in the movie theater. I was like, gosh, God, they're putting this movie on HBO Max, and you know, of course, it's you have to pay subscription for HBO Max to actually see the movie. But when I was watching it with my wife in the movie theater, I was like, man, I can't believe that they spent so much on this movie and they're putting it on HBO Max. Of course, you can watch it in the movie theater too as well. But that's what it's grand in scale. So if you like your sci-fi movies like that, that definitely the special effects and all the work. Post-production work that I do on that stuff is just magical, man. It's amazing the things that they could do now. So I really enjoyed that. I'm a big fan. I didn't like the original movie too much. I was okay about it, but it wasn't like, oh, wow. The original old Dune movie. But I was more of a fan. I read the novels as well, and the novels is a lot to take in, too. But I read them really young, so I never went back to finish them. But I was a real big fan of the video game. You guys remember the video game on Genesis? I think I had it on Genesis. Yeah, I think it was Genesis. And I still have an emulator of it, too. Sometimes I play it just for shits and giggles. And I was a big fan of that video game. It's like an RTS, a real-time strategy game. So you actually got to click on stuff. Some of the people collect the spice and all that good stuff. And so there's a little bit of that in this movie too. You get to see the actual, you know, the actual stuff that's working. Yeah. Hold on. People are trying to call me while I'm trying to record stuff. Anyway. So I enjoyed this movie. It does start as a little slow. Of course, a lot of exposition. It's a lot of talking. It's not your traditional, you know, lots of action sci-fi movie. So if you're trying to go watch a movie like that, this is definitely probably not, this is not that movie. I have to tell you. I'm just being honest with you. If you like your sci-fi movies dark and dreary and, you know, like I do, if you liked that tone, you will like this movie. If you're looking for a swashbuckling sci-fi adventure like Star Wars, this is not that movie, okay? You will not like this movie. This movie is not perfect as well. There's some lull in the story, and Timothy's Chalamet, he is okay. He seems, I don't know,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's focus on him a lot. And I don't know if just his acting or just the way he is or the way he just portrayed the character. I don't know. I just don't care. I feel like I don't care enough about the character enough, but I do somewhat. I don't know. I think people, it's like a 50-50 shot if you're going to like his acting in this movie or not. I don't dislike it. I just maybe think it would be a lot better. Oscar Isaac's actually excellent in this movie. Jason Momoa is fun. But you might be disappointed. You just might be disappointed. If you're coming to see this movie for Jason Momoa and Oscar Isaac, you would definitely be disappointed. Okay? Just tell you that right now. And that's not too spoilery. Okay? And that's about as spoilery as I'm going to get in this review. Sorry about that. Also, if you're a Zendaya fan, you're not going to get hurt till like the end of the movie. So that's about it. That's about as spoilery as I'm going to get. But if you like your moody sci-fi shows and movies and stuff like that, you'll like Dune. If that's not your thing, you're not going to like this movie. And just because of its inherent problems and stuff like that, I think I want to give this movie kind of like a 3.5 out of a 5-star. That's why I feel. I was originally leaning towards 4 because I did enjoy the movie. I did enjoy my time watching the movie. But sitting back now thinking about it for a night after watching it, I can see why a lot of people are not going to like this movie. I see a lot of critics bashing this movie, saying it's boring, saying it's long. It does have some flaws. But, I don't think you could go wrong watching this movie on HBO Max, definitely, if you already pay for HBO Max. And of course, you want to be engrossed in the grand scale of this movie. Definitely go watch it in the movie theater. But I'm going to stick with that. That's my rating, ladies and gentlemen. 3.5 out of 5. And I'm leaning, the sci-fi fan of me wants to really give it a 4. But to be honest, to be an honest critic, I definitely got to stick with the 3.5 rating. And I see why. I definitely see. I understand a lot of people's criticisms or the upcoming criticisms that will be arising, as you'll see. You'll start seeing those articles and those bashing reviews coming soon. And I do see why some people will not like this movie. Definitely, I see their point of view. But I hope they see my point of view too as well, because I, as a sci-fi fan, I like that stuff. You know, it's different. Different take on all that good stuff. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's my spoiler-free review of Dune. That is out this Thursday, October 23rd. Did I say the 21st? Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. Yeah, I guess so. October 21st. It is out. And I think you'll enjoy it. So go watch it. If you're a sci-fi fan, if it's not your thing, you're definitely not going to like it. See you guys next week. Don't forget Mondays. We have a brand new show. We do a new show on live on Twitch, which is the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel. We do it live there and then we put it up everywhere else. So join us live every Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the whole team. We got Tarek and everybody, Michaela, Rich Ortiz, Joy Franchise, and of course, Drew Tallman, aka Alto Games, as our new addition to the team as well. But please come join us every Monday and give us a follow. Geek Culture Congress on Facebook. That's 3 words. Put them all together for Instagram. And you can follow me at DJ Speedy JR, mostly all the socials, except for Facebook is my government name, Luis Gonzalez. Okay. So if you type in DJ Speedy JR, you'll be sure to find me there. Okay. See you guys next time. And go watch Dune. If you're a sci-fi fan, if you like those moody, dark sci-fi movies, yeah, you might enjoy it. I think you'll enjoy it. If it's not your thing, you might want to stay away. I'll see you guys. Have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.